Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling, tough guy. Ho!
There's no limits to the suplex in this city. Now we're always looking bombs like it's Sean Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and soft wrestling stars. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Silent Buzz.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 174 of Suplex City Limits for August 11th, 2018. I'm a pussy-licking demon with vanilla-flavored semen. It's your boy, the King of Mong-style Jim Vicious, and just when you think you've got the answers, he changes the questions. My co-host.
I love the taste of vanilla, Tyler Fudge.
Gay! Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. Follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Got four designs available over there. Or donate on our Patreon, become a producer. Get yourself a shout out. Like our boys Caleb Morganfield, The Mizcast, Casey, Infamous Chris Savage, B-Rad Brad, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, Michael Thomas, The Riceroni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, A Boys Wrestling Soup Podcast, and 2019, Muskegee Interracial Intergender Orgy in Max's Garage. Fuck. Only our listeners.
I need to know who that is. I do. It's just, just something that life has given me, and it's like Klondike Bill. You need to know who that is.
The profile picture is like a fox. Fucking no, dude. This week on the Suplex, the pot smokingest wrestling pod on the internet, the podcast of the immortals. We've got a million different names for it, right?
We do.
We'll be looking back at the G1. We'll preview the final. We fucking made it, dude.
Oh man, it was a long and treacherous process, but we're here.
Yeah. Fucking A. We will look the week in wrestling in general. Got the news, top three, Bitching with Burbs, Jared's hot takes. That's a whole lot of shit. We better get into it with this week's news.
This week in the news, MSG is sold out. Cabana sues Punk. And my balls are itchy. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and you should fucking scratch those things, bro. What do we want to get into first, man?
I would imagine, in my opinion, the biggest news story of the week is the fact that on the day before tickets went on sale for the ROH New Japan show at Madison Square Garden, they sold 9,000 tickets, which blew my fucking mind. And then the next day,
Honor Club people, right?
Yeah. I didn't know they had that many Honor Club people, but I suppose you could buy 5 tickets if you were an Honor Club member, but or something like that. And then the next day, they sell out the rest. And it's just like, what the fuck? NXT hasn't even sold out. I don't even know if they're on sale yet.
Probably not, right?
No, they're probably going to sale in October with WrestleMania.
Yeah. All tickets were sold out in 19 minutes after sales were open to the public. Tyler.
They probably would never have done it with their New Japan, right, Jim?
They probably wouldn't have X amount of excuses. What the fuck is with people, man? That drove me nuts on Twitter. God damn it.
I've stayed away from Twitter over the last month or so. I'll just lurk, right? I seen that and I was like, man, I can't leave this alone, but I'm not gonna call him a cunty poo. I was just like, man, this is so stupid. Like,
Yeah.
Like, at what point in time do we not just look at it for what it is? And why do we have to take it down a notch? It's like no company other than the WWE has ever done this. Ever.
Does it require that qualification? Well, it's, you know, some of them when I saw was like, well, it's WrestleMania weekend. I mean, like, does it need that qualifier? The most anyone else has ever done is 3,500.
Yeah,
you know, on WrestleMania weekend. So this is still like a big fucking thing. And what's the, who gives a fuck, man? Well, they wouldn't be able to do that on a regular time. Of course not.
No.
what does it matter? That doesn't really make any point.
It's you're looking at the principle of it and the fact that, like you said, 3,500 to what's probably 16,000. That jump is tremendous. And we let's not sit here and pretend this is the first time the ROH and New Japan has been together on, you know, like they're together a bunch. It's not like ROH and New Japan are separate entities and this is something special. This is
let me clarify. On this, we said 3,500. I guess Supercard of Honor 12 last year in New Orleans was 6,000.
Okay, still 6,000 is still it's a big difference. 10,000.
Interesting. 6,000 fans to an arena that seats nearly 9,000. So they didn't sell out last year.
No.
This year, Garden seats 18,500 for wrestling.
Really? Oh, wow. That's tremendous. And you know what's funny? NXT can't beat that number because the Barclays can't hold that much for wrestling. I think it's something like 13,000.
Am I wrong in saying that? I don't think. Did NXT sell out last year?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think it did.
No. And it's
They're not moving tickets like they used to either.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not, that's for sure. It's. Yeah. And I think it comes down to the fact that they probably. I don't know. We don't even know what the card's going to be. But. I don't see...
Again, without even releasing a card, sell out.
Yeah, it's...
pretty fucking interesting.
It is crazy, and thank God, because this is... Well, we're looking at, like we've said this before, is just a change in the wrestling landscape. People on Twitter, they can ignore that and pretend it's not, but the fact that an indie promotion can sell 22,000 or 18,000 tickets... That's a change. The fact that three indie wrestlers can put on a show and sell 10,000 plus tickets, that's a change. And it's all happening in minutes. Like they sell out in minutes. You know, it's sure wrestling fans are willing to spend more money these days, but there's still got to be that many people, you know? I can't wait to see that place.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy. I think it's a big news, man. And you can make up whatever qualifiers you want of this or that. There will be that many people there come on the night, and that's it. You know,
and really, that out of the what? How many people can fit in that stadium that they're going to be in for WrestleMania? It's not like it's an egregious number, 60-something thousand probably.
For maybe what?
For WrestleMania
at the Barclay. No,
it's not at Barclays, though. It's at a football stadium, isn't it?
I don't know.
They wouldn't do WrestleMania at Barclays.
I guess you're right. I have no fucking idea. Why don't we know this?
I'm just trying to think back at how many people were at like the last one they were in New York. And I'm assuming it was something like 60,000. Because I know the one I was at in San Francisco was only 70-something thousand or something like that. And they called it some egregious number, like 96,000.
Oh, it is. It's MetLife, huh?
Yeah, I think it's MetLife.
Yeah, MetLife Stadium. I don't know how much that holds. Probably a lot, yeah.
But you look at that, and when you think 18,000 of those 60 are going to ROH over NXT.
Yeah.
It's like, how many will NXT actually get? I assume they'll probably get 8, 9, I think. Maybe 10.
Be interesting to see, so... I thought it was really interesting. People are like, I like Ring of Honor. Like they say that they want a different option and they do like it, but at the same point they're like trying to take away from it. I don't get it, man. It's a really weird thing.
You're allowed to be excited.
Yeah. If you hate WWE, this is great.
Yeah. Exactly. If you want a viable number two in this country, this is what we need, man. If you want competition, this is what we need. And of course, as soon as this came out, the rumors of Vince trying to pick up everybody started to
WWE reportedly planning to get more aggressive in talent signing. Pentagon and Phoenix have actually been taken off of an upcoming MLW taping.
What?
Amid rumors that they are WWE bound. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my good fuck.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing to ever happen. I don't think Pentagon could last in WWE. I think Pentagon would go to the WWE because Shane Strickland, I listened to an interview with Shane Strickland yesterday, and he said
he's on the rumor block, too.
From what I heard in that interview, he's not doing it. Because he was talking about how everybody, the indies are so tight, and he said the wrestlers are smart enough to not have to go to the WWE, and they don't need the WWE behind them, and they need to build up the indie wrestling scene, and that needs to be good for competition. But he also went out and said Pentagon's probably the most dangerous people he's ever been in the ring with. So I doubt Pentagon would last in the WWE.
He is kind of fucking dangerous. He's not a great wrestler.
No. He's just charismatic as fuck, and it goes a long way. It's crazy when a gimmick and personality can overshine your wrestling ability. And the wrestling matches are still entertaining, but...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's one of my favorite guys, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting to me that it didn't come to them. Maybe we should have a better show. You know what I'm saying? Like, they go straight to, we need to sign up everybody and steal everybody and just hoard them so they can be... How about if you're going to try to compete, how about you actually fucking try on these shows? How about you do what people want? You know what people want. You can fucking do it. You don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a weird leap to make. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's like you own a fucking burger shop and people aren't coming in and they're telling you, we don't come in because of this. And you're like, you know what we need to do?
We'll buy every burger chain.
Yeah, we're going to do the buyout fucking the other burger shop that's kicking our ass. Yeah. Well, not kicking our ass, but starting to look like they might be able to compete with us. We'll just buy them and then close the place or whatever. I know.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
It is.
Can dude, yeah. Like, I'm going to watch 205 Live to watch Pentagon versus Tony Nese. You can take my favorite guys and misuse them however you want. I'm not going to fucking watch it.
No. No, I'll wait for them to come back and do their thing.
You've already got Kalisto, Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik. What are the? Is that all luchadors they have? Right,
Gran Metalik. Now, Gran fucking Metalik is in the WWE, and what do we hear of him? Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
You also have La Sombra without a mask, who is such a fucking afterthought. Is he even on the show?
He's on the pre-show in a mixed tag match against Rusev and Lana.
I knew they were going to do that.
Oh, of course.
I didn't see it, but I mean, I saw it. You spent 2 weeks fucking building up that match.
You spent two weeks
on your show where you barely fucking do anything to build up this match and put it on the pre-card.
Yeah, two weeks in a row, we've seen Lana taking on Zelina Vega.
And two weeks in a row. 8-minute matches and shit. On a show with 3 matches.
Yeah. I felt like Grandmaster sexying myself.
Jesus. Doing the worm? Or was that the other guy?
No, that was Scotty Too Hot. He was doing the worm.
Yeah. Well, we know where the talent was in that fucking bunch. It's been a week, dude. It's totally fine now. It's in the Geneva Convention. If you look real close. So, if you want to try to combat this, how about you fucking do what the people want and stop being cunts and have a fun product, man? It's like when WCW was starting to get competitive, you didn't win by just like, well, we'll just sign everybody.
No.
You know?
No.
You won by, I mean, I guess having a better product, allegedly having a better product than WCW. I don't think that's true, actually.
I will say that at WCW in 2000, late 2000, 2001,
you
couldn't get much worse. And the WWE, mind you, it was when their product started to wane, was around 2001, but still, you look at it though, 2001 brought us our first stadium WrestleMania in WrestleMania 18. I think.
Yeah, their idea 17. Is funny, though. Okay, yeah. But their idea is, like, if we're getting X and they're getting Y in ratings. If we buy them, we're going to get an X plus Y. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Z.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
No.
Didn't happen. Because a lot of people like me were like, this sucks. Well, I guess we'll see what they do. Oh, this invasion could be cool. Oh, it sucks. Fuck this.
All you got was a great RVD Jeff Hardy match. That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I will let me correct myself. WrestleMania 17 is not the first stadium WrestleMania. It's the first stadium WrestleMania since like WrestleMania 3.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. So, some nerd had to just like stop and hit the feet on his tweet.
I could hear
almost.
Almost. I could hear him serendipitously get mad at me for saying it.
But yeah. What else we got? Ring of Honor talking about how they're going to try everything they can to keep Cody and the Young Bucks from leaving.
You know what? I can't see why they... The only way that they would leave, in my opinion, is if the WWE threw so much money at them that they couldn't say no.
They might. They fucking might.
And you're right. They might. Because I would imagine somebody in the WWE kicks themselves now for letting Cody go.
But do you go back? I mean, do you, like... I don't know. I guess it depends how much pride you have. Do you go back? I wouldn't go back after that. He quit. They fucked him over. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't go back even for a bunch of money. Who cares?
I there's no way Cody's not making enough money. You know what I mean?
Well, right. Like, life isn't about that. There's like that, you know, I think there's that illusion like that a lot of people are slaves to, that like money is everything. Like, having money is great and shit, but really it's not the most important thing. Like, if I wanted to, I could go get a better job. Making more money.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like it. Like, I love where I'm at. Like, I love going to, not I love going to work, but I can tolerate going to work.
Yes.
Which I've had jobs before that make me want to kill myself.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just not all about that at the end of the day.
No, it's about the quality of life. Money only adds, so money adds things, it doesn't add quality.
Or, like, even when I was in bands. I was always in original bands. Like, we played what we wanted to play. We didn't make shit. And we would, like, drive around in a van and starve to death and shit, eat pork and beans, playing shows in weird places. But we got to do what we wanted to do, you know? Yeah. We decided what we fucking played and wore and this and that. Or, yeah, you can go start a fucking cover band and you play lame music and make money. I guess it's whatever you want to do, but...
There doesn't seem to be any expression in a cover band. You know what I mean?
It's just like the, to me, that's like the lamest thing ever. Like, you just play like shitty songs that you don't even like. Fuck that. That's
who
sucks.
The fuck starts a cover band and does covers they don't like.
Oh, dude, I know people. I know if you, my good friends, are like pro musicians. Like, there's a guy who basically lives off a cover band.
Really?
They play every weekend. He makes fucking as much money as I probably do at work.
Wow.
But yeah, you got to go around and fucking play. I'm with the I Had Jesse's Girl. Yeah, shit like that. Like, fuck no, dude. Hard pass. Anyway.
Hard no.
Yeah, that's a fucking hard no. What else? They wanted this New Japan banning swearing and bird flipping and things. Is this true? Is this not true?
I've heard rumors of.
Is this kayfabe?
It might be a little bit kayfabe, maybe a little bit not. I don't know. But I did read that people have come out and said that it is just kayfabe. Like Chase Owens, I believe, was one of them. But I mean, he's on the. I don't know. He seems like he's on Spectrum a little bit. So.
I don't know.
But no, it's nothing to be said though. I would imagine if they really want to branch out into America, they can't really have the wrestlers going around saying fuck this, fuck that, fuck 13 times in a match.
Or you could.
It doesn't fly on TV, though. You know what I mean? It doesn't fly on TV. Like, it's just on access. You could beep it, but then when does it just become a series of beeps?
Who cares? I don't know what the problem is. I watch The Goldbergs. I hate to admit it, but it's actually a really fun show.
They do it's do on, a bleep every now and then. Sometimes
yeah,
bleep
it's on
is
a Disney owned channel. It's on ABC in prime time. So I don't think that should be much of an issue.
I agree. But I don't know. I think a beep is too comedic, and I feel like in a wrestling match it might take away. It's like in Lucha Underground when what's his fucking face in the Rabbit Tribe goes to do the series of punches against Matanza, and you get that.
Dude, I was waiting to talk. I fucking loved that.
I do too. Great. But it just it makes it it alleviates all the, you know what I mean? I don't feel it, I don't know. I'm uplifted by it and not into the action with it. You know what I mean? But who knows?
And they also mentioned that you can't assault fans.
Well, I mean, he did grab that one guy by the throat.
That was awesome, though.
It's awesome to watch, but you got to look at the legal ramifications, too, right? And in Japan, you got this fucking gaijin coming in and grabbing your fucking locals by the throat.
It's awesome.
It looked great. I loved it.
That guy should know that that was awesome. Should be like, that guy fucking choked by Tamatonga. Yeah, choked the shit out of me. It was awesome. If Terry Funk, if I was like being an asshole to a heel Terry Funk and he came up and choked me, I'd be like, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, if he put that plastic bag over my head, I would just be in glee.
Yeah. I was trying to say that to somebody. It's like, they should get him out and just, I was trying to pitch that, I think, to FLW. Like, can you get Terry Funk to book him and just have him come in and charge $100 to hit people in the back with a chair? Like, I will take a chair shot for, I will pay $100 to get like a video clip and pictures of me getting smashed by Terry Funk. Would you not?
No, I would do it. I would definitely do it if he's just going to hit me in the back and not in the head.
Like, put a fucking plastic bag on your head.
God, see, if I ever met Terry Funk, I would have to get a picture of me with a plastic bag over my head and him doing it. I would have to. It's just,
right?
It's just the greatest memory I have of Terry Funk in my life.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's pretty good. What is going on? This Mae Young classic is being filmed.
Yes.
There's results out there. I keep seeing links. I haven't gotten spoiled, but links like for results. Like, why would you want to read that?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I'm sure I'm going to hear it just in passing.
But, do you know the release schedule for this? Is it going to be
weekly up until Evolution?
Oh, yeah, so it's not going to be.
Yeah, no, exactly. They're not going to do it the way they did last year and make us watch 4 hours of it in a week.
Fuck that. Make us do shit. I didn't even watch shit.
Well, no, I didn't watch it either.
I was getting reports from the divine one, Lance Levine. Shout out, Shooting the Shiznit podcast. Much love. He would give me reports. He was like the fucking Mae Young reporter for the fucking show. He'd send me reports on like with rankings of matches and shit. I'm like, sweet. That's nice. What I need. Tegan Knox is said to have broken her leg. I've heard her knee.
Jesus Christ, I don't know. How many times is she going to get injured?
She just came back.
She just came back. To me, that's when you cut your losses and you're just like, well, you're obviously not cut out for this, honey. See ya. Because if you can't stay healthy, then you shouldn't be a wrestler. If you can't wrestle without breaking your fucking leg, then don't wrestle. Because you know how many wrestlers don't break their leg? Lots.
Everybody but Sid Vicious.
Do you want to be in that company? Really? A guy that says publicly that he has half the brain that you do?
Yeah. She's half the woman that Sid Vicious is. She's got half the brain that he does.
How about this? Since we're talking about women, I fell in love with that Amber Nova lady on NXT.
Dude, she's my Jim Vicious Hottie of the Week, actually. Oh,
goddamn, man. She was something else. I seen
her. For a muscular broad, which is usually not my flavor?
No. To me, I look at it, see, and when I watch Twin Peaks, there's a character named Shelly. She is exactly, look, in my opinion, is like her. And it's just like, oh, I love Shelly. Hey, I love you.
I'm still infatuated with Kira Hogan.
Jeez, she's what a behind, man.
Yeah, shit. But yeah, this girl missed last year's tournament due to an ACL injury. So
she's been out all year.
Yeah, it's a setback, man. That sucks.
But you know what, though? You know what could be good? the fact that it avoids us from having to look at her and Dakota Kai as a tag team all the time. Because I imagine I'd be very annoyed by that.
Oh, yeah, that is a thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Team Kick. And I'd rather kick myself in the jowls than watch that.
Dakota Kai's pretty hot.
She is hot, but I mean, I don't know. Every time I see her, she's just like cowering to Shayna Baszler or something.
It was a weird, that was fucking, didn't help her cause at all.
No, not at all.
But yeah, Renee Young is going to be serving as a guest commentator this week on Raw for the entire show because Coach has, I don't know, something.
A golf show he's got to do.
Dude, that's funny enough. I was going to say the exact same thing, actually.
It is the golf because he's the whitest black man, you know. You know what I mean? It's funny how they want racial divide on the commentator desk, but they pick the whitest black man in the world to be their divide.
Yeah, well, other than Booker T.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Booker T, you know, I don't think he's a part of the racial divide either. I think he was playing more of a mentally handicapped character. You know, shucky ducky quack quack. Who the fuck says that? That rhymed, yes. I know, but.
Him. Yeah.
He says it, yeah.
Booker T is a real motherfucking G, man. Oh, he went to prison for robbery and shit. He don't fuck around.
I get it. He is. I wouldn't say shit to Booker T. But
yeah, Brian Saxton, yeah, he's a fucking white motherfucker. Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Charlotte Flair has more urban in her than Byron Saxton.
He makes Wayne Brady look like Malcolm X. So yeah, I guess he's. There's really a golf thing? Seriously,
I think so. I'm pretty sure, actually.
Fuck, I was going to make that as a joke. Like he's trying to think of something like really white, but no less. I don't know what else we got. The suing of Colt Cabana, yes. Suing CM Punk.
Over the legal fees that Punk said he would pay for and then regaled on. So
some of your usage of words sometimes.
did I use that one right?
I don't know. I think it'd be like reneged.
Maybe it's reneged. Maybe.
I don't even feel, in 2018, I don't even feel comfortable saying reneged.
I was going to say that. I don't feel comfortable saying it either.
Is it a word? That is a word, right?
If it is a word, we need to change it. Because I might renig. Slip up.
To nig again.
Jesus Christ.
It must be what it means. But he's suing for half the legal fees, I guess.
Just so you know.
Oh, no, he asked for him. Never mind. So he's suing for $1 million in punitive and exemplary damages.
Apparently his legal fees were $512,000.
Okay, but why isn't he just suing for that? Why is he suing for $1 million more?
Because
they have no friendship whatsoever at this point, huh?
Oh, they haven't. I don't think they've been friends for years because he went backstage in the WWE and Punk stopped talking to him. Because he went backstage. Right.
Yeah. It's like
when you're dealing with a guy so petty as that, what do you do? And by the way, regale means to entertain or amuse. So I was definitely wrong.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know about renege, is that a word?
Let's see. I don't even want that in my fucking search history.
Verb to nick again.
renege variously used for backing out of an agreement. So yes, huh? Jim. You're right.
Yeah. I'm an eloquent motherfucker, a grammatical artisan, if you will.
If you will. Yeah, much better than me. Fuck you. But this adds to my hatred of CM Punk. You know what I mean? It's like, ha, I think he's a dick, and I get good reasoning behind it.
Yeah. You think he's in the wrong here? It sounds like it was just a text message where he said he got at him.
See, this is the thing. You got Punk, who ultimately brought all this on everybody because he said it on Colt's podcast, right? So for Colt, who shouldn't have been brought into this at all to begin with, you're looking at a guy like CM Punk, who is made of money. They're friends. He is the reason this is happening. I feel he should be somewhat responsible for it in a morality kind of way. But like, if you'll back out on a guy that you call the true friend, And leave him with $512,000 of legal fees because you couldn't, you had to air all your open laundry in a podcast form. Yeah.
All I've seen here is it says Punk asked Cabana to pay half the legal fees, which comes out to $250,000.
Oh, I thought he reneged on all of it.
I don't know. That's what it says here, saying you are on your own. So that doesn't really make any sense. I don't know. Regardless, it sucks, man, because these dudes were friends for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess I don't fuck around with my friends. Like, I have my close friends, for the most part, are people I've been friends with for a long time. And I don't expect such fuckery from them, but that sucks.
Well, yeah, and it's a shame. It's a shame to see something fall apart like that, but I don't know. I feel like Punk has just isolated himself from everybody.
But he should have went after the WWE and made them pay for the fucking their defense.
Probably, but you probably have to be friendly to do that.
Yeah, well, pay attention. We'll see where that fucking goes.
I'd imagine it just goes nowhere and gets swept under the rug and they deal with it out of.
Yeah,
I'd imagine that's what they'd do.
They set up, you see the footage setting up the Aleister Black injury. He's officially off of TakeOver.
Yes. Yes.
I care that much.
I don't
know. I mean, it sucks and everything. You know, I mean, feel bad for the dude and everything, but it's not a bad thing. He used to get into Gargano Ciampa, which I don't really enjoy three way matches anyway. So,
well, we're getting exactly what the logical progression should have been and exactly what we said. The next time they fight should be for the title. And boom, what do we know?
Yeah. And these cunts, they have the balls to put it out on Twitter and be like, you know, who attacked fucking Aleister Black? Like, after you pulled that shit with a Tommy where somebody attacked him and then you never did anything with it, you fuck right off.
Did you see a Tommy's tweet?
No. Did he say he did it?
He retweeted it and said, parking lots are dangerous.
I didn't see that, but that is my favorite thing right now.
It's fantastic. I'm sure that the story was that Kevin Owens was going to attack Hideo Tommy, and maybe Kevin Owens came back and he attacked Aleister Black. Who knows?
Oh, man. That's just fucking... I mean, it was like, why even bother, dude? You know? I just, at this point in wrestling, I don't call for that level of kayfabe.
At least, you know? At least in this, though, they hinted that it could either be Undisputed Era or Johnny Gargano, because when they were going outside, Johnny Gargano was coming in, and when they got outside, the Undisputed Era's car was driving away. So it could have been either or. I did like that factor of it, where we're wondering, is Johnny Gargano just turned into a dickhead now, or was it the Undisputed Era?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but was it even necessary is my point. Like, he was starting the house show. Everybody knew it. You could just say, like, they just hired a house show, and, you know, be done with it.
Yeah.
But I suppose it sucks to admit openly and freely that, yeah, this guy got hurt wrestling in front of 200 people in Florida for no reason.
On the fucking Citrus Circuit.
Yeah. This guy who doesn't even fucking, he needs nothing. He is fully ready to go. You know? And he's sitting here fucking around wrestling,
but, you know,
Caesar Bernani or something in front of 200 motherfuckers.
We're going to see a lot more of that now, though. You're going to look at, especially with the WWE wanting to sign up so many people, we're going to see a lot of guys just be NXT lifers.
Why does NXT not draw for shit on the road, though, then?
I think they really don't.
Is that it?
I think so. I think there's no television. You have to have a WWE network, and think about it, 2 million people in the world. Or, no, is it 2 million people in the world? Yeah. Have the WWE network.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty.
I mean, there's a lot of people who have it and don't even watch. I know a lot of people who have it and don't even watch NXT.
No.
Like, exactly. Not even takeovers usually. I'm like, you're in your fucking mind. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your fucking life?
Yeah, you need to get that checked, bitch.
But yeah, other than that, what else you got?
Tough enough contestant, Brian Donovich. Died at 38.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention that, yeah. He was a fucking nice guy. I talked to him a few times on the Twitter.
The Twitter? How did he die?
He's suicide, I believe.
Oh.
But he was a funny dude, too. He did some shit on Wrestling with Regret. I don't know if you saw that back a few years ago.
I mean, I know of Wrestling with Regret.
Yeah, he did like he was on the $1 Million Tough Enough episode of Wrestling with Regret, and he was pretty entertaining and shit. And I don't know, he just seemed like a nice guy. He definitely had problems with drugs, and he got hurt a lot and hurt at like really inopportune times. But it's a bummer.
It is a bummer. It's sad. You know, this comes from the podcast that keeps on making light of Brian Christopher and his death. But I mean, when you're not publicly a piece of shit, people usually grieve you. And then if you're just a person that wants to just look like a nice person, you'll grieve anybody. But I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, and too, like this show is mean spirited and everything, but that's like part of the fun, right? I mean, that's exactly what we do. We make fun of everything and we shit hard on stuff. And like, that's, I don't know, that's what I enjoy. I think that's funny to me. And no, when I agree. Started the show, I was like, nobody's really like going after shit hard. So that was what we, that's the niche we try to fill.
Yeah, I agree. It's the kind of like the Howard Stern of wrestling podcast.
It's been called that. People have said so.
It has. It's a thing.
Yeah, I think that's about all I've got, man.
Yeah, no, the last thing I got, Jim, are you excited for Total Bellas to return for season 4?
I'm not. I don't think I've ever really watched Total Bellas. Maybe an episode or two this year.
I think the only episode I watched was like an episode with Daniel Bryan.
Mm. I watch a little bit of Total Divas here and there, but...
Yeah.
Not the Total Bellas, because those two really, like, fuck Nikki Bella completely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Literally and figuratively.
So it's going to be her and Brie taking vacations, you know, just like because she's single now. And
it's crazy because I was listening or I was reading an interview that or a transcript, Jim, a transcript of Lillian Garcia's podcast. It was just a blurb of Renee Young was on it, and she was talking.
For one, the only time that like reading is a more preferable way of fucking getting media,
right?
Like I'd rather read it than listen to that bitch.
Oh, you're fucking right. But she was talking about how doing Total Divas was very, very demanding and hard on everything, because whenever the camera was around, which was all the time. Dean Ambrose would have to be in character, and she was like, then that made me look like I was nagging him because that's not who Dean is, and it was annoying and bullshit like that. And she came off as a bitch and he came off as a crazy guy, and it was just, you had to play that character all the time. So
even on Total Divas?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Total Divas is horse shit, but like I didn't think they were necessarily playing characters.
Literally, that's why Dean Ambrose like ran after a guy on the street in Toronto or whatever the fuck it was. It's because he had to play the crazy character. And the last bit of news I got, Jim, you talked about, remember after Slammiversary, you said the Impact's show after that was very dull.
Yeah, it's been sucking.
The ratings dropped 36% this week.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it this week. 36%.
I didn't watch it this week either.
I did, but it wasn't nothing much. I didn't write notes. Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's like, dude, I'm not going to say like, oh, podcasts know what's going on. But if you fucking paid attention, you would get an idea more of what's going on, what people think. And I don't feel like these companies are really trying to find out what people think about you.
No,
about Slammiversary, it was great. And then we said it the very next week. I'm like, yeah, this sucks. There's nothing good now. Like, all the momentum is gone. And yeah, I'm not surprised. I didn't watch it either. Fuck it.
No, it's something we said, man, is if you do a good show, it's not enough to just do a good show. You've got to do a good show and then follow it up with the promise that something good is coming and hinting at stuff. And
well, yeah, the payoff and the close up of everything, that's great. Okay. But we need to start something that's good. And
exactly.
It's not, dude. Eddie Edwards and Aries is not a cool fuck. That's not good. I don't want to watch that.
It's not.
And the other shit. What Aries, else are they building?
I think they're building a Mexican death match between Sammy Callahan and Pentagon.
We've done that shit.
Not the Mexican death match.
No, but we've done Pentagon and Callahan.
Oh, yeah. We have.
I felt like some anniversary blew off shit, and it didn't, you know?
Yeah,
I guess I'd be okay with the OGs, and I'd be okay with that continuing, which they are, I guess.
Yeah. Impact this week started off with a huge brawl, which was great,
actually. I saw that, actually. I watched a little bit before. I was like, eh.
Fucking Hernandez was going to throw Santana or Ortiz, I don't know, one of them, down the stairs.
You actually want to know what my viewing of Impact this week was?
What?
I turned it on, I watched the brawl, and the first thing out of the curtain as the show opened was the Desi Hit Squad, and I stopped, and I was like, okay.
I skipped that match very hard.
I don't even know who they were.
Ishimori, I saw those two guys, and Williams.
Well, I saw those two guys, and I was like, yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. Boys. Scarlett Bordeaux wasn't even on the show. That's really the only reason why I was watching.
Were you scanning around for fucking Scarlett?
I was, but she's having a segment called The Smoke Show next week. I'll have to see that.
Hopefully she's fucking half naked or something.
Dude, have you seen her ring gear?
No, I haven't seen it. No,
Oh, Jim, I got a gift to send you.
All right. From there, let's move to the top three.
Suplex City.
Limit.
Top three.
Superflex City Limits top three on top three matches of the week. Let's get into it, man.
Well, I wonder what our top three matches include.
Yeah. It's you know.
It's pretty much all just two on.
Omega versus Ishii from I don't even know what night of the G1. One of the nights of the G1.
I will get it for you here in a second. Omega Ishii night 14.
Jesus Christ.
Mega got beat so bad his lip was hanging off.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, no, it's Ishii is a guy that doesn't usually hurt somebody, but this night he did. And it was just like a busted open lip that needed like something like six stitches.
Yeah. Really good match. Five-star match, I think, from the tuna Meltzer.
I would give it that, yeah. I would give it that.
I saw the picture Jared posted up, people posting around, like, where he's, like, throwing the stars.
Yeah.
And it's, like, him watching Omega Ibushi, which is also on our top three.
It is. And that match was... We both just finished watching that match. And yep. That match, in my opinion, told a great story and didn't fucking drag it out one bit. They went fast from the beginning. And it made this match, 20 minutes maybe? And they told a great story where you had Kenny Omega, who is just trying to beat the ever-living piss out of Kota Ibushi because he's never beat him before, and he wants to beat him, especially as the IWGP champion. He needs to beat him now, and he couldn't do it. You know, had Ibushi who was showing like a lot of emotion before the match started, like he was trying to make it look like he wanted to cry because he was going to fight Kenny Omega. And but just subtly, I really liked it. Just like the beats between the motions, you know what I mean? Like when they would do a move, the reaction on their face because they just did this devastating move. You know, it's I thought it was a great story to tell.
There was a lot to it, right? Because Omega comes in super aggressive, like way more aggressive than you think. He's slamming on the apron. He's trying to fuck him up. You know, it's like
It does a tombstone on a cradle tombstone on the apron, a bunch of shit, man.
Pretty crazy shit, yeah.
And Kota Ibushi comes back with a double knees to the chest.
Yeah.
That looked like it hurt a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, there was some pretty fucking crazy stuff in here.
There was. Yeah. The tiger bomb from the top rope.
Yeah. That was for madness. Me, this is one of my favorite matches, probably my favorite match of the whole G1.
Yeah.
It had a great story. It had crazy work rate, and it was over in a decent amount of time.
It wasn't,
you know. I guess all of the G1, all of them have time limits, which is nice. Yes. But
30 minutes
to me, I like a match. If you pack shit in 20 minutes, I'm good. I don't need like a 45-minute, 50-minute fucking thing. You know?
Yeah. To me, they have just a place a couple times a year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A big match, like a huge match, in my opinion, it's garnered. You can go 45 minutes. But if you're, you know, every month, 45 minutes, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah. And what else did we have? I don't know.
Okada and Tanahashi.
Okada and Tanahashi, 30-minute draw. You know, it is what you think it is. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It was pushing, you know, my limits of how much I'm going to watch in one setting. But I enjoyed it. It was really good. And this sets up. So that was our top three. But all of this sets up the final, which is I guess, tomorrow morning? Tonight?
Yeah. Something like that.
I guess tomorrow morning over the for us, but tonight for them. The final of Ibushi and Tanahashi.
Now, Jim, Ibushi does not have a contract with New Japan. And what did I say earlier before the G1 started?
I don't know. You may have said a lot of things.
I know. I say a lot of bullshit. But I did mention that this that Tanahashi did an interview how he was going to win the G1 and go to the thing, go to the Wrestle Kingdom, and how
the thing
he's going to do that thing, yo.
Go to that thing in the place in January. Gotcha.
Fuck. But yeah, no. I said this could be a year where Tanahashi wins the G1, and you were just like, oh. Which I agree. It's probably not a year for Tanahashi to win, but he's probably winning.
Fuck that shit. I want Ibushi beats Tanahashi and then takes on Omega again at fucking Wrestle Kingdom for
the belt.
It's
a great story to tell, but would they really have a non-contract? They haven't done that for something like 15, 16 years.
Why is he not under contract? What is he doing?
Because his family is loaded and he's like, fuck you, I'm going to work where I want. I'm not signing the contract.
Oh, that's are they really like, I didn't WWE. Know that, I guess. Are they like super loaded?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he comes from a wealthy family, and it allows him to not have to, he can pick and choose where he works.
Mm. But he doesn't really work anywhere else. Where else is he working?
But he doesn't want to be tied down to having to work with New Japan all the time, right? That's why he was Tiger Mask W for a while, because he didn't have a contract, and they were upset. He's like, well, we're not going to put you on as Kota Ibushi. We'll put you on as Tiger Mask W.
He won't sign any kind of deal, huh?
No, and that's why he wouldn't sign WWE, because he doesn't want to sign a deal.
Well, he's not going to fuck you around. I mean, if he's, you know, best friend slash
lover
with Kenny, he's not going to, like, fuck you over, I would imagine.
Did you see Tamatonga's tweet? Where he's talking about how he ruined their matches kind of deal, and he interfered in their matches. But he said, have fun fighting your boyfriend .. love .. partner .. whatever the fuck you are.
I don't know what he is.
I'm telling you, man, if this is kayfabe, that like Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi aren't really bum buddies, this is the greatest story in wrestling ever told, I think.
Yeah, it's like the greatest fucking work. It is. It's one of the biggest works in an era where, how often do like real fans get worked? Not very much. Like, when's the last time you got worked? Like,
man, I don't know. I really don't know.
So that's my point. If it turns out like in the end they're like, no, not at all, man. Like, we're totally straight.
Yeah. I've been fucking his sister for years.
Yeah, and you'd be like, wow, that's impressive. I think they are. I think they are fucking lovers. I think it's awesome though.
It wouldn't surprise me, and I got nothing against it, man. If you can talk, do a tastefully gay gimmick, man. Right? Tag team, literally.
Yeah. That's what I want to see, man. And then I think you could. You put a Bushi over, and he's going to come do the match. And Kenny finally defeats him and retains the belt. And then you can keep move on to whatever the fuck. I don't know who else you have left.
Well, like for Kenny?
Yeah, well, you got a bunch of people, Tanahashi. I guess. But
I don't think Kenny's ever had a high-profile match with Tanahashi.
I mean, I'd accept that too. I just would rather Ibushi.
But the Ibushi story is a much better story. But since there's still, I would imagine Ishii gets a title shot because he beat Kenny, didn't he? No, yeah, did he?
Oh, dude, you're asking me to remember way too much.
I can't remember if Ibushi somewhere in this tournament. I'm pretty sure Ibushi beat Kenny. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, Ishii did beat Kenny. So I would imagine at Kings of Pro Wrestling, you'll do Ishii and Kenny. And that match should be great because, I mean, it was in our top three this week. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. Yeah, they kind of did some shit the other day when Omega lost to Yano, which was fucking... I actually really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed it,
too. I had no beef. Some people were, like, mad about it, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was awesome.
The only thing that I can understand them getting mad at is the sheer amount of outside interference they've been doing.
Yeah.
And a part of me thinks that that's a part of this whole kayfabe... no swearing and shit thing. It's just they're making them look like they're a gang that's just all in it for themselves.
And that's out of control and breaking the rules and everything.
Exactly. So I think it's all just a kayfabe thing and people are getting worked by it.
I did hear Zack Sabre say fuck at least one time during his match today.
So there you go.
So,
at least, I mean, there's a difference in saying fuck once and saying it 13 times. Like one Wrestle Kingdom match, I think they counted something like 20 something fucks. It's like,
it's awesome.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, try to count the fucks on this show.
Good luck. In some aspects, there are zero fucks. In others, there are many.
I hate it that it's like part of my language so much. You know, I like a good, well-placed fuck.
I do too.
But sometimes when I'm intoxicated, I find myself like, fucking fuck, you know. Yeah.
Fuck
you sound like an uneducated construction worker or something. You know?
I get you, yeah. Just all you can say, everything. Like to me, fuck is the greatest word ever made because it has so many uses. But yeah, when you start rhyming them off and every second word is fuck, it's just no. It's lost all of its luster.
Sometimes I catch myself doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'll do it too.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Let's move on from this. Let's check in with our boy Jared. I hear he has some hot takes.
Jared's hot takes. Jared's hot takes this week. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Rob was terrible. The most terrible thing on the entire show was watching Roman Reigns cut another bullshit cookie cutter promo that no one wanted to watch. We sat down with Corey Graves, so I asked my good friend Stone Cold Steve Austin what he would have done in Roman Reigns' spot, and he said, "Jared, I will oblige." So here is what he sent me.
Roman, first of all, thanks for sitting down. Shockingly enough, Brock Lesnar's camp declined my request. Let's start with the obvious question, but it's one on everybody's mind. What would you say to your critics, which we know there are many, who would say that you've coped short against Brock Lesnar in the past and this next opportunity isn't going to be any different?
Is that really your first question? I got critics here, I got critics there. It doesn't matter, Corey Graves. Your first question is as stupid as your mohawk. Understand this, Stone Cold Steve Austin don't give a damn about his critics. The only thing that matters to Stone Cold Steve Austin is walking down that aisle, stepping between them ropes and stomping a mud hole dry. And that's exactly what I'm going to do come Sunday at SummerSlam. I'm going to beat the living hell out of that piece of trash, Brock Lesnar. Now, have I lost to him before? You're damn right. Stone Cold Steve Austin isn't afraid to admit he's had his ass kicked a time or two. Truth be told, I've kicked ass and I've had my ass kicked. But on SummerSlam, I'm going to whip his ass.
What's your reaction to what Brock Lesnar said last week? That he doesn't care about anybody in the WWE Universe.
I'd much rather be at home on my couch in my house. Now, why don't you go do something like...
Wouldn't we all, Brock?
Yeah. You want to know what I think? Truth be told, I don't give a damn what the WWE Universe thinks. So Stone Cold Steve Austin doesn't butter his bread off of what those people think. The only difference between Brock Lesnar and I is that Brock Lesnar likes to go home to Saskatchewan to his stupid farm with his ugly wife and try to pretend that he doesn't exist in modern society. But Stone Cold Steve Austin, he laces his boots 300 days a year. Rain, shine, snow, sleet, it don't matter. I show up, I whoop ass, I stun a some bitch, I drink all the beer, and I go to the next damn town. That's the difference between Brock Lesnar and I. I don't care about anything but whooping ass. Brock Lesnar cares about a paycheck. And while I like my paycheck, Brock Lesnar probably likes his paycheck. The difference is I have been sharpening my skills, getting ready to whoop his ass. You can talk about his UFC run, but son, truth be told, the only reason he was ever a success there is they gave him nobodies. And by the time he ran into a somebody, he got his ass kicked, just like Sunday at SummerSlam, he's gonna get his ass kicked. By this somebody. Hey, you got some other stupid question, Corey, or can I leave?
What happens to Roman Reigns in the Universal Championship?
Is that your last question to me, son? Because I don't got a whole lot of time for your bullshit. I don't got a whole lot of time for Corey Graves' stupid questions. What am I going to do with the Universal title? Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to do the same thing he's done every damn night for his entire damn career. I'm going to show up, stun a some bitch, drink every damn beer in the building that I can get my hands on, and lace up these boots and drive on to the next damn town. That's what Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to do. And if you want to take this WWE Universal title from me, son, you better bring a goddamn tank. Because that's the only thing that's going to stop me once I take out the beast incarnate. Now, if you're done with your stupid questions, I'm done with this stupid damn interview. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to go drink a beer. I'm going to go stutter some bitch and Raw. And then I'm going to go find Brock Lesnar. I'm going to take his damn title. Are we done? Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
I will admit, I was just stoned enough to be able to lose myself and pretend it was Stone Cold. Because it was really spot on for what, like, the nomenclature that Stone Cold would say. The way that he pronounced many of the words helped me. And honestly, there's no way Roman Reigns could have cut that promo.
Yeah.
A lot of fire.
Good shout promo, out to Jared, our boy, Jared. Follow him on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast with yours truly on the Suplex City Limits channel. Royal Rumble 2006 is our newest one. It is up there for your listening pleasures. Yeah, dude, it's like, I was just thinking, like, how much better this is, you know?
Yeah, to listen to a buddy speak like Stone Cold.
And how it like actually builds up like a guy as a badass and builds up like you want to see this, and it's
well, and especially totally too, the UFC turn where he's talking about how they gave him nobodies and they're going to give him a somebody here at SummerSlam and going to kick his ass. It's like, dude, dude, what a great turn. You did that marvelously. I'm going to say promo of the week by Jared aka Stone Cold.
Beat Loud Heyman?
Okay, no, Jared, second promo of the week, sorry. Heyman's promo was fucking fantastic. The crying.
You know, funny enough, I was kicking around the idea of a promo of the week, but I feel like some weeks maybe we wouldn't have one. It would suck.
Not a lot of promos that, not all the time is it. Every week do you get a good promo? We have like, the Scour.
So be an unofficial one like Jim Fishy's hottie of the week.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we can lease out with Brad, B-Rad. He can find us promos because he watches everything, I feel.
Yeah, probably. From there, let's check in with our boy, Burbs, in this week's Bitchin' with Burbs.
Oh, fuck yeah. Nice to sit down on an actual chair and not a dick. Right, need to catch up on what, 3 weeks of Raw? Great. Am I in for a laugh? Let's see what I've missed out on.
Give divas a chance.
Get fucked.
More opportunities for the women in WWE.
Shut up.
Revolution across our industry.
Fuck off. Fast forward.
30-second matches became
30 seconds was too long. Fast forward.
Divas became the superstars they were born to be.
Matt, housewives aren't superstars, bitch. Fast forward.
Women.
Shut up.
In October 28th,
oh, Vince is there. Fucking hell, I didn't see him.
50 women, then, now, and
he's
forever, will participate in an event called
what?
Evolution.
They're booting up Evolution again. Batista's
and that
coming
event,
back.
I am privileged to announce, will be the first
what?
Ever.
The first ever.
Another first ever. Will be the first,
first ever.
First ever all women's pay-per-view event.
What? All women's pay-per-view. The first ever all women's pay-per-view. What emotions are you feeling?
What's going on, guys? It's your boy. He's free. He's the one and only. You know who it is. It's your boy, Babs. What's going on, guys? No, really. That was an actual question, by the way. Like, they don't call me Rhetorical Ryan. Like, really, what the fuck is going on, guys? A women's pay-per-view? Are you fucking kidding me? And where that I fucking told you it was going to happen. Commentator women. Fuck's sake, now they've gone and got three commentator women. Why the fuck do they need three? Like, they've gone and got Beth Phoenix, Renee Young, and Michelle Cole. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so I caught up with some Monday Night Raw, and, oh, hang on, let me just put the right music on. Ah, there we go. A bit more suitable, don't you think? Anyway, it's nice to see Roman gets out scot-free and doesn't get fucking kept or remanded in prison. That's fucking nice. Yeah, I doubt he even went to the fucking questioning cells. Nice one, please. Anyway, I get the pleasure of watching Roman Reigns versus Constable Corbin. Fuck yes. Just a side note, though. If Roman Reigns is kicked out of the most protected move, F5, 6 times in one match, how the fuck am I supposed to believe that anyone else on the roster is able to beat him? Honestly. Fuck that anyway. Because he faces Constable Corbin, even though they're trying to make Reigns look good, even during the match, they constantly remind us his name, Constable Corbin. Like, yeah, remind everyone that he isn't actually wrestling currently, and that he's focusing on backstage shit. Yeah, that'll impress us all that Roman Reigns gets to beat him. Ooh, how badass does he look? Yeah, so that looks stupid, right? If they're trying to build Reigns, and it makes him look worthless because, oh yeah, so you're beating someone backstage, right? Massive deal. But yeah, on the other hand, yeah, the match goes 20 fucking minutes, so it's like, oh, so you're struggling, fighting someone who works backstage. He's not even in his wrestling gear, so you can't even do all your moves. You know you can't. I can't move my legs wide when I'm in baggy gear. I can only imagine how bad it is when you're in your snooker attire wanting to go and play your fucking match, and yet again you get pulled into a fucking wrestling ring. Like, guys, he's trying to retire. Let him be. Anyway, so Corbin tries to just fuck off and get back to his snooker hall so he can finally finish his match, but oh no, there's a fucking problem, because fucking Balor comes out. Oh, I don't mean that way. And then Michael Cole goes, oh, the guy who Corbin calls small. No, no, no. It's the small guy who Corbin calls small, because he's fucking small. Oh, and no way Reigns wins. Elias says that last week Lashley interrupted me, and that's defo not gonna happen again this week. What the fuck? Would you believe it? Then it fucking happens. I'm not a child. Stop with this bullshit. My voice is hurting now. Let's go to one of them things. I don't know why people get so surprised that they get blocked by wrestlers on Twitter and Facebook and all that shit. Man, they're pissy as fuck. For example, all Elias said to Lashley was, your return has been a joke. Nothing crude, nothing harsh, nothing personal, just a fact, okay? It has been. It's been fucking dismal. And then Lashley got well annoyed with that and then said, your boots are a joke, your scarf is a joke, hey, your guitar's a joke. And then he gets all pissy from them devastating, harsh insults and attacks him with a notepad. Ooh, the plot thickens. Fuck's sake! Razor and Blade face Titus mid. Just thinking about it though, Titus does that dog noise thing that sounds like an injured seal. Oh, that's shit, yeah. I'm quite surprised he's allowed to do anything relating to dogs, as we all know there's only one big dog. Ironic as fuck though, how Titus is bigger than him, just like a lot of other people who work there. That was that's interesting. That's an interesting thought, not, I'm thinking about how big they're. Fuck off! Why do they insist on calling Ronda Rousey Rowdy Ronda Rousey all the fucking time? It's a right mouthful. It is. Oh, look at Rowdy Ronda Rousey with a punch. Oh, look at Rowdy Ronda Rousey with a kick. I'm surprised they ain't just give her a fucking move called the WWE UFC LMNOP DDT. What the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Just Rousey or Ronda. You know, it's just fucking too much. Just stop that shit. The only time she should be called Rowdy Ronda Rousey is when she's being announced to come to the ring for a match by the ring announcer. Not every fucking minute by Michelle Cole. But on another side note, it's only a matter of time before someone fucks up and calls her Randy Ronda Rousey.
Oh, fucking hell.
So anyway, Randy Ronda Rousey literally ragdolls the fuck out of Alicia Fox, throws her by the arm and all that like 3-4 times and pretty much goes for the snap at the end. Like, she looked rough as fuck with her, and no doubt that was because of her fucking mouth with her husband. Shit! Bitch should know not to chat shit to men! Know your role! You can call him Viper. You can call him WWE's Apex Predator. You can call him the Legend Killer. Nah, mate, I'll just call him Blandy Borton. Anyway, he shows us a clip from last week, and Blandy says he took away Hardy's identity and career by wiping away his face paint and taking his cute little necklace, and now Jeff is out there, lost, searching for his identity. You know what? I thought to myself, you know, I'm thinking about it, since he wiped away his face paint, I didn't actually recognise the guy under there. Where has Jeff Hardy gone? Again, it was another one of them hmms! Alright, stop fucking judging me! So I was under the impression that there was going to be a match with Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, right? I was about to watch it, and Carmella comes out for commentary. And it was at this moment I muted the TV and played some fucking music instead. My playlist is far better and far more interesting than anything Carmella and her fucking horse face has to say. And then I realised it wasn't fucking Lynch versus Charlotte. They were fucking teaming up and they were fighting a fucking iconic twat. So then it was at this moment I turned off me fucking TV! I turn the TV back on, and President Trump's up to his racist antics again. This time, he blacked himself up and was interviewing two members of the New Day. Like, what the fuck, mate? Come on. That's not on. AJ Styles comes out. No. Not that way. He comes down to the ring and says that a lot's gone on between the ropes. Manhood gets tested. Yeah, no shit. He'd know. He's been kicked and punched in his fucking manhood for the last 6 months. I'll tell you something that doesn't happen between the fucking ropes. What doesn't happen is that you don't protect your fucking balls the 87th time someone who you know has got a fetish for punching you in the balls goes to punch you in the balls. Lana and Rusev backstage having a real normal relationship by embracing each other's shoulder. That's cute. Just standing there holding each other's shoulders. And then Aiden English comes and interrupts this lovely romantic moment and gets told to stay the fuck backstage. Aiden, you're wrapped to shit. So we've got Zelina Vega versus Lana, and Zelina wins hands down by default. She is hot as fuck. Anyway, the match starts. Cien Almas and Rusev have like a little scuffle outside, and it almost fucks up Lana's chance at winning. Luckily, the match continues. Aiden, do fuck off, and you're wrapped as shit. Miz is being interviewed from live on set, on his reality TV show. Just putting that out there. So Miz is live on set at his reality TV show, just putting it out there again, just for you fucking idiots. He's there live on set on his reality television show, and then all of a sudden gets attacked by Daniel Bryan, the heel motherfucker. But it's all good though, because Miz hits him over the head with a vase of flowers. Vase, some people say vase, whatever, tomato, potato, same fucking thing. Eat them flowers, you vegan bastard. Dandelion Bryan! You got New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro. And seriously now, this pancake stuff is stupid as fuck and really fucking weird. Like, for example, you've got Big E doing this seductive dance in something that's pretty much a Borat Mankini nicey nice, whilst tipping pancakes onto people, whilst kids hold up signs that say, insert pancakes here. I'd even seen one saying pancake hole. Like, come on, for fuck's sake. Anyway, this match went on for ages. Like, what does Sheamus have to do to get that 3 count? He tried everything. Everything apart from the fucking bro kick that normally kills people. Why wouldn't you just go for that straight away? Like, even Cesaro gives Big E the cripple across face, and Big E still no-sells it. Like, I remember back in the day when that move used to kill people. And wives. And kids. Just an all-round great move. Anyway, boys, it's been nice to have my WWE style, level, whatever, production equipment back at the tips of my fingers. I am back on the scene, keeping it fucking meaner than Gene, but not as vicious as Jim, and not as geographically bad as Tyler. Anyway, boys, thanks for having us back. It's been good just chatting at you. It's been good being back. Hope you're good. Take care, boys. Peace. Peace.
It's your boy, Burbs. Fucking awesome. Follow our boy Burbs on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out his YouTube channel, his music. He's got a lot of shit going on. It's all good. Check it out.
And he's just out of jail, so, I mean, he's got to deal with that for a while now.
Exactly. Fresh out on bail.
Yeah,
fresh. California dreamer.
Yeah. His asshole seems like it's a little loose. He's probably pooping a bit more than usual because it's not as obstructed. But he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
There you go. You can also check out the Bitchin' with Burbs YouTube channel. All these segments are uploaded there, so you can share them around. And they're good shit. So what do we have coming up on the Federation, sir?
We have this weekend will be, what's it called? Oh, okay. So, Jim, do you want me to tell you the full name of this show? Because it is fucking retarded.
Yeah, I
want
to see if you can get through it.
NWA WCW Clash of Champions 12 Fall Brawl Mountain Madness. That's the name of the show. 1990, September 5th, 1990. So,
is that a Dusty thing right there? Did Dusty name that show?
Dusty wasn't even involved. This is Ole Anderson is the booker at this point in time. He is also doing the promos for the Black Scorpion. We'll dive into that this episode because where the Black Scorpion starts to send his cryptic messages to Sting.
Oh, and, my. That's going to be awesome.
Boy, is it something to watch. It's really bad. But that'll be coming out this weekend. So keep your eyes peeled.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, check out the Federation everywhere. Fine podcasts are found. And MoFudge.com.
Yes.
So, as far as this Raw and SmackDown, I feel like Burbs just, you know, we've gotten so lazy about this show because we hate it. We listen to Burbs and like, yeah, what Burbs said.
Yeah, like, see, what we would do, we would come in here and we would just talk and talk and talk about how much we don't like this show. Yeah. And if that's all we're going to say, why don't we let a guy with an accent say it?
It sounds way cooler.
It does.
Yeah. And he has music, too.
Exactly. So.
Just touch on a few things. Of course, they did Corbin Reigns. I said it last week. The second that they had him, I was like, they just rush it. Like, you beat one guy over the name, and then you get sent over to job Reigns. Reigns.
Yeah, because Reigns must pose, right?
Yeah. Corbin was afraid of Balor, which is funny because he just beat the fuck out of him for like 20 minutes last week.
The whole match. And then post-match, too, he beat the fuck out of him. So,
yeah. What the fuck? Rude defeats Raleigh, which is weird. I thought they were trying to build Mojo.
I guess, but
I thought they decided they killed Rude off nearly completely, and they seem to be building Raleigh. So,
Vince changed his mind, I guess, again, like always. So that's
it. Did your Rude say, I told you I'd fucking shut you up?
Did he say that?
Didn't get caught either by the.
Oh, I didn't. You know, I didn't catch that because, well.
Yeah, you didn't watch the match.
Yeah, you're fucking right. I didn't watch the match.
No, I didn't either. I heard about that, and then I went back. Yeah. Yeah, the Lashley Elias dude that's going to be on SummerSlam, I imagine. Or no?
Okay, I hope not. That's going to be a boring match if it is. Boy. Yeah.
And I was like, dude, when they set up Reigns with Rollins teaming, I was like, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Do not even do this again.
No.
Yeah, Razor defeats Titus O'Neil.
Like, he should have.
Well, yeah,
first
I know.
First pin that Titus O'Neil's probably eaten in years. Because Apollo's the other taking those.
Fucking Toka or whatever the fuck he's called. Toka and Razor.
Akam.
from Turtles 2, Revenge of the Ooze. Is it Revenge of the Ooze or the Secret Ooze?
Secret of the Ooze.
Secret of the Ooze. There you go.
Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. Yes, I fucking love that movie.
I just hated this show. Owens and Mahal, like, the thing starts moving. They're like, maybe we should just keep standing on this thing. And it went on forever. And it was like nobody would stand on it that long. It just looks dumb. It's so dumb. There was Mahal defeats Strowman again.
Yeah, it's Strowman just... Well, obviously what they're doing is they're bashing over our heads that Strowman can lose because he's an idiot. And they're all building it to SummerSlam. And it's like, oh...
Where he won't lose.
Where he won't lose, exactly.
Cool. We got it, dude. Yeah. He could lose. Like the first one of him throwing Owens out over the cage, that was enough.
Yeah.
We
that should have been that match. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you're going to do that stupid, that's where you should do it. Or, you know, just have it. You know, cause, I don't know. Why do you want your baby face to be stupid? You know what I mean? It just makes no sense.
It's so dumb.
He's more brown later than Reigns, on here. If you get it.
Yeah, Steph doesn't want Reigns in the tag match later. He again sucker punches Corbin. Face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yep. He's top baby face. Yes. You know, you remember when like top baby faces just go around like fucking cheap shotting people in the face and shit?
Remember when Stone Cold put the gun up to Vince McMahon's head, pulled the trigger, and it just said bang?
Yeah.
That's something a baby face, you know what I mean? Like, he's not actually causing harm.
I don't know. It's just weird to me.
It is weird. It's like, it's much better to humiliate the heel to the point where he pisses his pants. You know what I mean? That's what a baby face should, not cheap shot him in his already injured ribs that you caused moments before.
Right, I don't even know what his beef with Corbin is, really.
He's just a bully. You know, Reigns is just a bully.
Rollins takes on Ziggler and McIntyre handicap style because Reigns is out. How many times? And they, of course, Ziggler pins Rollins, but we've seen this every fucking which way, and we have to watch it again at SummerSlam. And then when Ambrose comes out, you're supposed to act surprised when they specifically mentioned him on the show here.
Oh, yeah, they did not hide this whatsoever. Dude,
what are you doing? And you can't pick Dean Ambrose because he's still hurt. Like, yeah. Oh, you didn't have to remind everybody. You just ruined it, dude.
Yep. You have people forget that he's around, and then all of a sudden he's there. As soon as you bring up his name, people know. You know what I mean? You don't even have to be listening to it because you should just pick it up automatically that, hey, they're teasing that Roman can't save him. So who else will save him? Oh, of course. I wonder.
It's like, it's to telling stories to fucking children. Like, I don't understand it. Yeah, people get it. Even kids fucking get it. I've seen cartoons with like more involved plots, you know? We used to watch Ren and Stimpy when we were kids.
Which, did I hear correctly, that might be coming back?
I have not heard that, but if it's by the original people, you know, it would probably be decent, but not as good as the old shit.
Yeah. Probably.
I loved this Alicia Fox video package, dude. It was one of my favorite things of the. See, they're like building her up, like she's a former champion and she's badass. Like, really?
Yeah,
this fucking cracked me up. Yeah, we're gonna have a three-way next week for the tag belts between the Revival, Matt and Bray. Who, like, how are they have any involvement in this anymore? They got beat like a million times. They lost the belts, they lost the rematch, they lost the second rematch.
Yeah, I don't know. This is what's more on my mind than the tag team division. Is Matt Hardy retiring?
I guess not.
Because, like,
he should.
Those tweets, you know what I mean? Like, the tweets he's been sending out, like, thanking everybody and all these retrospective stuff. It just seems like a guy who's getting ready to retire.
Yeah. He probably should. He doesn't look good out there.
No, he does not. You are very right.
Looks like he's in pain. Yeah, the Heyman interview was fantastic.
It was. It was beautiful. And on WWE.com, they're hinting how Heyman might be going with Roman.
if you were smart, you would maybe do something like that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's so many things here.
Like, did you see heel? That video?
He did do it.
Did you see that video on WWE.com?
I don't think I did, no.
It's a continuation of that interview. Mm-hmm. And it's him saying, it's like, Roman can be Brock. There's one way he can. And he hinted at it being with his help. So, I don't know if you do like a kind of swerve where Heyman comes out and you think it's for Brock, but it's actually to help Roman.
Yeah, I think that they've telegraphed too much. Like, too many people thought, like, oh, well, the Braun will come out, or, you know, I don't know. They might go a different direction. I think that would be smart for them. You might as well do him heel with Heyman. I mean, that's not a bad idea.
No, I agree. I agree. I wouldn't say they'd do him heel, though. I would imagine they'd just go babyface and do it like a babyface Paul. That's probably what they would do.
I almost felt like you did turn Heyman face, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you feel for Heyman. It's like, you look at last week when Heyman was going to get fired for his client being a piece of shit. It's like, that's babyface right there. That's a babyface turn.
Yeah. This is some of the best shit he's ever done. I thought, honestly, I thought he could be a legit actor. He must have. Well, he shows up with like no shave. And also, his eyes look fucked. He probably like ate something spicy or put something in his eyes. I don't fucking know.
Some reefer.
Or that. it was really well done.
I agree.
The only good thing on this show, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was the only redeeming factor. Was it worth 3 hours of bullshit? No.
Yeah.
But it is a highlight, and it's one of those things that you see and it's like, see, that's why I watch wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. It was for about 3 minutes of a 3 hour show.
Yeah, it's a shame.
What were the boss huggers last week? Did you hear them referred to? You may not have because you probably didn't watch this. The boss and hug connection, they were calling
it. I did hear that. Like yeah. Rock and wrestling connection. Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Let's just go back to a phrase that we coined the Rock in 1983. And sock connection. Oh, yeah. But yeah, okay. Well, yeah, but that was also a take on the Rock and wrestling connection, though, wasn't it? Wasn't that called the Rock and wrestling connection?
I mean, they did like the Rock and wrestling back in the day. I don't know. But it was whack, though.
It is.
Riot showed up, though, and her team still didn't win. So awesome. oh, no, they did. Logan pinned Sasha Banks. Sorry.
I don't like the fact that I seen a picture of Bayley wearing Sasha shorts and she looked fine dandy and she's not wearing them.
I agree. I was looking forward to it. I was like hoping she was going to be wearing shorts and she wasn't.
She was not. Damn.
Boo. Boo to that. And in my opinion, boo to this fucking main event of Ronda Rousey. I thought this was awful. I fucking hated this.
To me, it was very smoke and mirrors. I was entertained by it at the very least. But, I mean, there's only so much entertainment value you can get out of Alicia Fox. You know what I mean?
I just thought everything in it was not impressive. You know, everyone's on about how great Ronda Rousey's been. And, like, that WrestleMania match was well done for what it was. But since then, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Like, it's been enough for me, especially since it's WWE. At least when I go to watch a Ronda Rousey match, it's a little bit different than the stagnant style that we get for every single other match that tells the exact same story every single time.
Okay. Yeah, but she's supposed to be this like giant star, right?
Yeah.
And she's dressed like your girlfriend when she's cleaning the house.
Needs a new attire, because if I got to watch Ronda fucking fix her pants again, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Dude, all she does is fuck with her shorts.
Yeah.
And dude, it's just black shorts and like a shitty cut-off shirt.
Yeah.
She just looks like a chick at the gym or a chick at the gas station, you know what I'm saying, or the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've taken that UFC gimmick too literally, and it's like they've given her the attire of a UFC gimmick.
and she, you know, or she'll be wrestling, and like you look at what some of these other chicks actually have gimmicks and, you know, costumes, and I don't know. For me, it's not doing anything, and I don't care about Rousey and Bliss in the slightest.
No, I'm not. I'm not looking forward to it either at all. But because you know what's going to happen, Rousey's going to beat Bliss. Because they're going to have her as a champion going into Evolution just to garner so much, as much.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? Fuck it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What am I smoking? I think it's gelato right now. I smoked gelato while we're over smoke break, and it's good. It's been a good time.
The volcano is turning into stew.
When I met Rhonda once, she tried to tell me that she could stretch me, and I told her the only thing stretching tonight is her vagina. That's Stu. Stu, man. Calm down.
She smelled like old timey brute cologne.
I thought she stole my brute. Maybe Ellen always tells me that I smell like brute, and I figured she tried to give it away to that fucking whore.
I think that'd be great if, like, yeah, I met Ronda Rousey. She's super nice, hot, and everything, but smells like a dude, actually.
It smells like grandpa.
She wears like Old Spice or something.
Fucking brute, though, man. That is significant. My grandfather wore brute. That's brute. Nestled into my fucking nasal cavity.
I'm trying to remember what wrestler I said on Twitter is like probably smells like brute and children. What the fuck was that?
Tommy Rich, yeah. Probably.
I don't even know. Shit. All that and more on Twitter at Suplex City Moments. Oh, fuck. But yeah, also, at the end of this, Balor Corbin at SummerSlam.
Yeah, another match that I really could not care about.
Now, this show sucks. So, as far as that was the one that I accidentally delete my SmackDown notes.
Yeah, did you?
Fucking notes. Every week, I have some notes that I cannot find, and I don't understand why. I don't know what happens. It's like they're all there, but then they're just gone. And I know.
Well, Jim. I can save us here because Randy Orton starts the show, and
there were good things on SmackDown that I actually enjoyed.
But before we get any further, because when we were out for smoke, I was strolling through your Twitter and I seen the retweet of the Court Bauer story about Randy Orton whipping his dick out in front of new writers, touching himself, and then accosting them if they wouldn't shake their hand.
Yeah,
how in the fuck has that not been a nail in his coffin?
Dude, he's done a million things that could be, you know what I'm saying?
There's like, people that's been fucking accosted for more or less. And you got this. It's like, come on. The fact that nobody has ever filed a sexual harassment claim for that blows my mind.
How has WWE not been Me Too'd? Unbelievable. Yeah. I can't believe they haven't been.
I know. It's something that money talks, man, I guess.
You'll be blackballed, right? Yeah. I mean, you say shit, you're fucking done. You forget about wrestling ever again if you say anything.
Especially now when you got the WWE going out and branching out and putting territories all over the place, like NXT UK, probably going to be in NXT Japan. They're trying to take over everything.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck how many people are going to watch fucking NXT Japan. Yeah, sure. Fuck that. We're going to watch New Japan.
Unless they stole a bunch of New Japan guys.
Maybe. I actually really enjoyed some of the stuff on this show. I thought, by their standards, there was actually like a few decent things on here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. But
I don't have my notes.
So. The R-Truth stuff I thought was good. Is this where R-Truth says that he was going to get his title shot the way everybody else does, pinning Carmella?
Yeah. Really good.
That's fantastic.
Really good. That was good. I also enjoyed Kofi interviewing the New Day. I thought that was funny.
That was very entertaining. It was very entertaining. And you know
what? AJ Styles had a good promo.
Yeah, it was a fiery promo. Did you see when they cut to Samoa Joe? It looked like he had a black eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fucking hammered. But whatever.
I don't remember what else is on here. Oh, that main event was a fucking really good tag match.
I was going to say that too. Yeah, I didn't want Burbs to be the only input on that, saying how it was all long and shit, because it was a long match. But I thought that tag match was really good.
Yeah, was he? He didn't like that match.
I don't know. I think more of what he was talking about was Sheamus and his dislike for Sheamus. But the match was good. Even though Sheamus was boring and all
that. Creed, it's not like Sheamus is a thing. Like, I'm involved in that club.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else? I don't know what else happened. Oh, Lana and fucking Vega thing again. That's awful.
It is awful. And that's really all that happened on there. Really, you had a Shinsuke Nakamura R-Truth match, Bludgeon Brothers squash. They defeated a team called 3SK. Whatever the fuck that is.
What's the point of this, man?
I don't know.
You're 2 weeks away from SummerSlam, and that's what you're doing with this?
Who are they facing at SummerSlam? The Usos?
No, the New Day.
Oh, the New Day. Fair enough.
The New Day beats the Bar to be the ones to go. This was a tournament final, dude.
Did they call it a tournament?
Yeah.
Where was the tournament? The rest of the tournament?
Last week.
Was it?
Well, the one match was last week. It was only like two matches, right?
Two matches.
What was it last week?
I can't tell you. Honestly, I don't pay that good of attention.
There was only one men's match last week, right?
That's true. Yeah, and it was the Bar and... Was it the Bar and Usos?
Might have been. The Bar was going to beat them. And then I know someone beat... I guess New Day beat fucking... The Ascension or something? I don't know. The Detention. But yeah, they were calling it a tournament. Japan's not the only ones who can do a tournament, pal. We invented tournaments here at WWE.
The most prestigious tournament in the world. King of the Ring.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, we're the first people to ever do a tournament. We invented tournaments. Like, sure we did, Vince. Whatever.
Oh, fucking hell. The only original idea that WWE has come up with themselves, in my opinion, is the Royal Rumble. And that was all Pat Patterson.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I mean, that is a fair assessment. I don't know what else they've really... Hell in a Cell, I guess.
No, man, War Games.
Well, yeah, War Games, I guess. That's fair. I don't know. But, and then that attack, I don't understand, what they're doing with Brian. I also heard, and I haven't heard it confirmed by anybody of merit, but there's like people going saying that Brian signed a 3-month extension.
Oh, really?
Which would take him up to December 1st, and then he would take all of December off with his family, and then, I don't know.
Go to Wrestle Kingdom.
It has to be 90 days, so no. I was like, that's what I fucking hoped, right? I always hoped that it would end in September, and then by January he would be free, right? And he could show up at Wrestle Kingdom. Oh, my God.
Well, now they...
Getting a smart boner thinking about it.
You'd think he'd be able to get away with Wrestle Kingdom because it's in Japan. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
if they have television in Japan, maybe you can't get away with it.
Yeah. I was into the whole, it was interesting that they had nothing to do with the build of why people wanted to see this originally, right? I mean, it was just Miz and Brian did this themselves. And once they've gotten their hands on it, it sucks now. I don't like it anymore. And I don't care about the match anymore.
They've given you no reason to care because they've made Daniel Bryan a heel.
I wish we could cut to the clip, right? Where he's like, do you have faith in WWE telling a story all the way up to WrestleMania with this?
Big like, old laughs, Daniel Bryan.
Laughs for like a minute straight. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's something about having a guy in the WWE that will take shots at them like that and still have his job. It's just like, man, like, what do you know? There's something you know about this company. And they're just like, okay, well, we can't let him. Maybe Vince, like, tried to fuck Brie or something.
Maybe. Didn't Sheamus fuck Brie? Hal Lumberg fucked her. I think that's the case. Everybody fucks there. That's
what
it is.
What's the story about Tony Atlas and the Bellas in a hot tub?
I don't know.
Tony Atlas talked about it one time on a shoot interview how he was in a hot tub and the Bellas were there and they were naked and all over the guys that were in the hot tub and stuff like that. I don't know.
He's like, no, pretty lady, would you walk on my face?
I fucking love Tony Atlas.
He's such a fucking, I don't like him, actually. The foot fetish, the fact that he likes to have bitches walk around on his face is like the most endearing thing about him.
And that laughs.
And a laugh. But on Legends House, you liked him. I wouldn't want to hang out with him.
No. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. But
like when ends up having a problem with Hacksaw,
yes.
Like, are you serious? He's like the nicest guy ever. And I never really gave a shit about Hacksaw, but after like Legends House, I love that man. He's one of my favorite guys.
I agree. Mean Gene is a big old perv, as per that show. Every time the hosts are coming, you can see Gene's just midsection would just radiate blood.
Yeah. Legends House was great. It's like, if you're going to make all these shows and you have all this money, like, give us Legends House 2, motherfucker.
I agree. There's no reason why you can't.
Yeah. The first one was so good. I went back and watched it a few times, actually. Yeah, like once every fucking year or two, I'll go back and watch it again because it's funny as fuck, man. Someone calls him Dugan, brother. And just like, I don't know, we got to bring back the Dugan promo sometime. It's been a long time.
It has. Maybe it was already brought back.
Fucking love it. Tough guy. I love he just calls people. I just love when he calls people tough guy. Like I like to call people that too, man. So tough. Like when they're trying to be fucking cool on Twitter.
It's not tough guy.
Tough guy. Anyway. Oh. Jack, we didn't need to put him in the Hall of Fame, maybe.
Maybe.
I'll have to see what the committee says about him.
You will. Get back to that Hardy committee.
Yeah. Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame on Facebook under the album section. Yesterday put in Lance Storm.
I'm shocked he's never been in there.
I know. I was actually last night, I was watching what the hell did they call it? The ECW show from 2005, whatever the fuck, that throwback show.
Oh, One Night Stand.
There it is. I was like, is he in there? And I looked, I'm like, how the fuck is he not in here?
Yeah, because that night he had a match against Jericho, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. When that first came out, I was not aware of the Thrill Seekers because, I mean, I was 2005? I was like 17 years old. 17 where the internet's not prevalent. You 17 year olds now don't understand how easy it is to have stuff at your fingertips. When you're 17 in 2005, it was not that easy.
Yeah. But yeah, good shit. Check that out. What are the other shows that we had this week? NXT
where we had the hottie of the week. That's all I care. Well, okay. Sorry. There's two parts of NXT, three parts of NXT that I cared about. Okay. Amber Nova. Right. We had, then we had Tainara Conti and Vanessa Bourne, which that's too much sexiness in one ring. Yeah. And Keith Lee.
All right. Keith Lee.
A big smile and black man. Just the contrast. I love Keith Lee, though. I do too, man. Keith Lee's great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, his debut wasn't really anything, but
no.
I do like him. I think in NXT, he could be, you know, used pretty well.
I think so. There's no reason why he shouldn't be.
That Amber Nova, she used to work in Impact, I guess, from what I deduced from what I investigated. Yes. Also, I found out that Amber Nova is not only this wrestler, but it is also a full-figured fucking like chubby model chick.
Yes, yeah. I did too. Well, because I was
definitely banging, and I was like, two for one, this is great.
Fucking Amber Nova.
Fucking things. Huh?
That's just fucking Amber Nova, man. Amber Nova's everywhere. And it's a weird gimmick she's got, hey?
What is her gimmick? Oh, yeah, right, dude. We should fucking get her hooked up with Big Bad Steve.
Yes. Yes, we should.
Yeah, they could be the Grease Monkeys together. It's like a WCW 1993 fucking. They'd go up against Pit Crew or something.
It's so bad, though. Like Sparky Plug.
Yeah.
And then, like, her name is Amber Nova because she's all her name, because her name is Amber and she's always fixing her Chevy Nova. That's her gimmick.
I think she does actually have an old Nova.
I think she does too, like, to the point where, like, her other name on the indies is Nova Girl.
That's fucking funny because she probably was. People probably called her that, right? Nova Girl. She is, for as muscular as she is, I don't usually think chicks that muscular are hot, but she's pretty hot, dude.
I'm a fan. That's all I'm a fan. Not so much of the ring work, but.
Yeah, what do you think about Adrian Jahoud, man?
Oh, the guy that took on, who did he take on?
Cassius Ohno.
I mean, there's nothing I hate about him. I wish he'd wear shoes.
He does the fucking capoeira shit. It reminded me of, like, that dude that Frank Dukes kicked the fuck out of in Bloodsport, you know?
That's capoeira. We still got to do that. We still got to do that Bloodsport watch through.
The commentary, yeah, we do. But yeah, capoeira is like fucking Eddie Gordo style from Tekken, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the gimmick. It's interesting. It's not something that you see every day. Maybe we'll see more of them. Maybe I don't know. Cash is going to make everybody look good. So,
yeah, I was like, something different. Wow. Ohno defeated him, so I imagine that he's got to put over somebody next week. Keith Lee will probably beat Cash's Ohno next week. Watch.
In probably what would become a fantastic fucking match, though.
Yeah, because that's what Ohno does, right? Ohno beats a couple of no-name guys, and then he loses to the guy who's on his way up. Yeah, that's kind of his deal.
And, you know, in NXT, honestly, what do you think Vince would do with Ohno? He would put him in a gimmick where he had to lose weight, or he would be going to fat camp and doing nothing. Like, look, that, now, mind you, that's a gimmick I wouldn't mind seeing. Cassius Ohno being sent to fat camp.
I was going to say, him go to fat camp is a better idea than they would come up with.
No, you're right. Like, and he goes to fat camp, and, like, they're always saying, is like, you got to lose weight. But then he looks at him, is like, but look what I can do, fat. And he runs and does that flip over the top rope, handspring onto the floor.
When he gets there, can Bull James be there?
Oh, yes. Bull fit.
Yeah. Keith Lee defeated Marcel Barthel. I guess a second generation German wrestler.
Sure. If he's not Alex Wright's son, I don't give a fuck.
Or Alex Wright's dad, because Alex Wright's dad was a wrestler as well. But yeah, we get a run in the main event and sets up the three way that you're now not going to get. So. It's kind of a fucking bummer, and it was after we already knew that, you know, it was like after everybody knew that he was out. It was like, oh,
why couldn't they just, like, end the show with the video leading, you know, the video that was on WWE.com and not do this match?
It's a good question, man. This is a good question. But yeah, Lucha Underground.
Oh yes. Wait, no, it's coming. It's coming.
Lucha! Lucha, lucha! Lucha, lucha! Lucha, lucha! It's a way of life! Lucha, lucha! Lucha, lucha!
Yes, Lucha Underground. I'm going to have to come up with a different way of taking notes. And this new phone that I have, I don't know where notes go. I make them and they disappear.
So you lost your Lucha notes too?
Dude, I don't understand it, man. Yeah, it blows my fucking mind.
Well, okay, I got this. The show opens with Mariposa trying to seduce the old man Cueto.
Dude.
Oh, that came out of nowhere. Oh, just like Mariposa's boobs.
Dude, did she get a tit job? She must have.
She gained a lot of weight. I think that's all it was.
God, she looked fucking hot though, dude.
Yeah, no, I would prefer her not to be wearing the spandex outfits because I feel like it's just going to make people think of like Nia Jax. But she's not that big. But like, you know, it's a spandex outfit, and you can see every crevice. And it's like it's not the most flattering outfit. But
you know what it is, dude? I bet the reason that her and Taya Valkyrie put on weights is the fucking free bagel bites that they got going on down there.
Maybe.
That must be it.
It's crazy. How did Marty the Moth lose weight?
Good question.
Yeah, see?
Maybe he doesn't like fucking pizza on a bagel.
Then he's no friend of mine. Because pizza on a bagel, that's a fun time.
You can eat pizza anytime.
Exactly. That was the worst pizza bagel commercial I've ever heard in my life.
I love it. I have like the top end cell phone and it doesn't keep notes.
I mean, notes are overrated anyways, right?
I guess. It'd be nice if I knew what was going on.
Well, we have, like I said, Mariposa gave Antonio Cueto some money and so that she can get a match against the Gift of the Gods champion, which is who?
Which is El Dragon Azteca.
El Dragon Azteca. See, that's a match that they shouldn't do because I believe Mariposa will beat El Dragon Azteca because she looks like she's much more opposing than
him. Well, they did do that match. They did that match on the show.
Oh, they already did that? That was on this show? Why don't I remember that match?
I don't know.
Fair enough, man.
Tell me, buddy.
Oh, that's because it was like fucking 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, probably. I found some notes, so I'm back on track. Rabbit Tribe take on Matanza and Malasuerte.
He's my favorite one of that Rabbit Tribe, I think.
Your favorite one.
He was.
I love, you mentioned it a little earlier, I love the cartoon sound effects on the punch and then like the skid.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking awesome, dude. Why is that? I guess the Rabbit Tribe? Or is it just him?
I think it might just be him because that's the only person I hear the comedic notes for. Maybe it might be the whole Rabbit Tribe. I don't know.
If Jim Cornette saw that, he'd have a fucking stroke. Oh, I bet there's a lot of people who are not fans of that.
And hey, to each their own. It's understandable. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but I mean that's why there's TV shows. We've got comedies, we've got dramas, we've got horrors. Wrestling is a variety of shows. Not all for you.
There you go. But also the fact that they managed to do that in a match with their monster heel, and still not take away from him.
Yeah.
That's interesting, man.
It was well timed.
Yeah. Matanza then sacrifices him, which fucking London seems excited about. He seems happy about it. Which is weird.
I see London turning into a crazy guy. And maybe he's gonna eliminate everybody in his Rabbit Tribe because he killed Masquerita Sangrada last week or a week before. He's directly involved in the sacrifice of Malasuerte, however you fucking say that. I butchered it, I know.
Malasuerte.
And whatever the other guy, the Zodiac, whatever the fuck, the seizure-inducing checkerboard, he'll probably kill him next, and then him kill Cross become a tag team. Or the White Rabbit, whatever the fuck his name is.
I'm excited. I'm like waiting for that to happen. I'm waiting for him to show up and actually have some matches and shit.
Yeah, because he was on Impact this week. He attacked Austin Aries fought. Him and Austin Aries are a thing.
They're a thing.
Yeah, they're a couple buddies now.
Mele suerte. I feel like I need to roll the R in that. As a swear, I can't roll my R's.
I can't roll my R's either.
Joey Ryan and Jack Evans took on Exolicious and Eva Lee. I thought this was awesome. Exolicious is getting better, it seems like.
Hey, the gimmick itself does it for me. Especially Jack Evans and his distaste for him. I think the whole story is great. And the fact, Jim, you can't overlook the fact that it was two dudes against a gay dude and a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, and so XO does like the ass ram spot where he rams Joey's face in there. And then Joey just like, yeah. The crowd's like, Joey likes it.
Yeah. I mean, he's the king of sleaze. You can't think that rubbing your asshole in his face is going to persuade him. He pours piss down people's mouths.
That's true. He does do it. But I really enjoyed it, man. Respectfully, this week on WWE, someone's going to be doing that splits fucking leg drop.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if they got somebody that can do it, pull it off. You know what they'll probably do? They'll probably have Naomi try it.
They have to put her on TV first.
That's true. That's true. That's a problem.
Yeah, maybe one of the Iconics can do the splits.
I don't think so.
But yeah, Joey Ryan, Jack Evans win. Jack Evans is tapping Exolicious. Won't let go of it. Finally, they tear him off. And he's screaming like it's not over. It's not over until Exolicious is dead. Like, holy shit, man.
Yeah. I mean,
it's awesome.
I'd assume that Ricky Mundo will kill Jack Evans before Exolicious is murdered himself.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, Dragon Azteca defeated Mariposa in a real nothing fucking match.
Yeah, it was very short. Man. I was like, okay, cool. So why did you do this?
I have no idea. Reptile Tribe and Worldwide Underground in a... What the fuck is the Espanol term for this? Fuck. Anyway.
Oh, I wouldn't
know. Four, it's an 8-man, 4-on-4.
Yeah. And they had a Jeremiah Snake.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
I thought that was cool, too.
But yeah, Johnny kicks Ricky out. He's like, nah, dude, we need somebody fucking legit for this.
Yeah, let's get Aerostar.
Aerostar, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Drago's former fucking friend, tag team partner. Long story short, they win. And he uses his wish. I thought it was awesome. He uses his wish to free Drago. And him and Aerostar are Kenny and Coda reunited. Almost the Golden Lovers-esque. Oh, that was good.
It did tell a good story. Drago seemed very excited to be out of the clutches of Cobra Moon. But did you mention how Mundo proposed?
Well, no, we didn't yet. But yeah, Taya's really pissed off that's what he uses his wish for. And he then proposes to her. I thought it was awesome. I mean, I knew they got married and shit. I didn't know that he proposed on the show, though.
Yeah, it's funny, though. When he proposes, they cut to Taya Valkyrie, who her makeup is just jacked. She's missing eyelashes and shit. I was like, you want to marry that? God damn, bro. Fuck, she looks haggard right now.
But he does the Macho Man voice a little bit. And then
Marry me?
Yeah, dude. I loved it. And then the music plays, Macho Man's music plays.
Yes.
And I'm like, throw her on the shoulder. And then he throws her up on the shoulder. I'm like, yay. And I'm like, 4 a.m, baked out of my mind. Like, I was like that little kid that cries, you know, that famous one that they cut to. little kid cry.
Yeah. No, that's great, man. The ending of that was fantastic. I totally forgot about the Macho Man bit. And when you mentioned it, I was like, how did I fucking forget that, man?
Yeah. Oh. Really good shit. And then at the end, it's Ricky Mundo backstage, and that he had a wish too, that Johnny and Ty are together until death to them part, and then laughed with his creepy fucking doll in the mirror.
Beautiful.
I don't know. Very good. Lucha Underground is awesome. It's actually really picking up steam. I thought this was a really good, for not having any like blowaway awesome matches or anything, I thought it was a really good show.
They progressed. There was a lot of stuff progressed in this show, and it was nice. I enjoyed it thoroughly, honestly. It was my favorite weekly show of the week, for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, what do you got? Anything else? Impact? What do you? Nothing?
There was really not much during Impact. There's a reason why their ratings dropped 36%.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I watched last week. I didn't watch this week. I think that's very telling. I think it's very telling.
Like I will admit, I am at least going to watch the smoke show segment next week.
Yeah,
because I'm a perv, and I didn't get you that gif after, did I?
Oh yeah, no. But that chick is really hot. I mean, that's I don't know if she's hot enough to go out of my way to watch a wrestling show, but
I would eat peanut butter out of her asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, where do they go? What else we got? Nothing. Shout outs.
G1 finals on Sunday. Shout outs.
Yeah, right. So if you're looking for more podcasts, if you want to show love to our podcasting bros, of course, the Federation, Sat Pod, Wrestling Soup, THT, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap. Inhuman Experience, check them out. Get in the Corner with Dog, a Baby, and Yuck Nasty. There are boys as well. I don't think I'm forgetting. Smack It Down, Viva the JD, the show.
Sorry, I've been searching for that GIF.
Searching for that GIF mid show. So you can get yourself a shot on the show by retweeting our pinned episode. So shout outs to let me clear my throat before we go.
Just so you know, it's in your Facebook right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Let's see. Let's take a look at this.
Yes, and get
a
genuine reaction. I wanted you to see it before we ended the show.
Shut up. Is she wrestling this now?
That's at AAW.
She spreads her fucking ass. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
See? That's fucking good. That's good, shit. I like that, you know, Impact is okay with you. They're like, yes, we're okay with you wanting to fuck these girls. It's like such a refreshing thing after WWE's right. Like, you know, you're not supposed to even fucking look at them sexually.
No, they're supposed to be non-gender specific logs of wood.
Yeah, right. Shout outs to Adam Sharples, Justin Green, Gain with the Raptor. The Strap Podcast, Lynx Kinetic, Mr. Klondike Bill, B Swing 22, Wayne G, Tony Vasquez, Ultimo Light, Lee Unwin, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Ty, what is it? Yabo Tyler, I don't know. Well, you just go by Ty. Leo, Mickey D's, Yuck Nasty, The Federation, Evil Evan. Shout out to him, man. He's on the face. He always throws likes on the Facebook. Evil Evan's a good guy. I don't really know him. I think he's boys with Hot Tub Guy, our boy Hot Tub Guy.
Oh.
Former guest of the show and one of my favorite like things to look for. It's like, where's Waldo? But when you watch Lucha Underground, it's like, where's Hot Tub Guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wish, what would be great is if they had a hot tub there.
Yeah. Oh, if it's like on top of one of those like little like ledges and shit, it's just like a fucking just hot tub guy chilling in a hot tub.
That would be awesome.
Fucking awesome. Doing interviews, man.
Yes. He could be the backstage interviewer.
Yeah. The backstage interview. Yeah.
Oh, god damn.
Somebody make that happen. Keith Martin. Dom Homie, Caleb Morganfield, Johnny Utah, Chris Savage, Lance Levan, he's so divine, JC Sterling, Eric Turner, Venus DeMilo, that's what he is now.
Oh.
Changes every week. I don't know who the fuck that is. I mean, we just don't know who that is.
I wouldn't be.
It's all these parody accounts where it's like, you know, a guy, and then he's probably, you know, people are doing, someone we know must be doing these weird parody accounts. Jeremy Foltz, THT Wrestling Podcast, AC Patty, the Balls Deep Network, Burbs, Gabriel Ruiz, and Yes It Can Blank. So, Johnny Rise Up at Johnny Rise Up.
Yes It Can Blank.
Yeah, Yes It Can Blank. I don't know.
Oh, blank. I thought you said blink. Like, no, eyes blank. Blink. I was like, okay. I
didn't say blank. I said blank.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside. Fucking bitch. When is she old enough to do porn?
When is she old enough for somebody legit to kick the shit out of her?
Well, that too, but get back to me when she can do porn.
I don't think she's nearly old enough to do porn yet, Jim. I think...
Well, when she's ready, fucking tell me. That's sensitive.
Oh, fuck, I should have...
In this fucking kind of... In these times, right? I shouldn't even say it.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
She's got big tits, man. I don't care if she's 16. Fact remains that she has big tits. I mean, that's just a fact of the matter.
I gotta check out see her age now.
Not necessarily then, but on Snapchat, every time I go to Snapchat, that bitch is on the main page. I don't fucking follow her. She's just, I guess, a big fucking Snapchat star. Let's see if she's in here. I'm looking right now.
Jim.
Name is like, Jim. What the fuck is her name?
Jim, she turned 15 in March.
Okay, I'm just saying. She's got big tits. It's a fact.
She does.
It's a fact, yeah. Jack. Put on that bombshell. It's time to end. Do anything else before we go?
No, maybe we'll end the show with one of her rap songs.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Don't do that. It's the fucking worst. The fucking dirt worst. So we'll be back next week. Recap the G1 final. Preview TakeOver and SummerSlam. Got quite a bit of shit then next week.
We do, actually. We'll pack show. Maybe she won't be as compact as today's, but you'll enjoy it nonetheless. You'll enjoy what we tell you to enjoy.
Just like WWE. Yep. I think that'll do it. So, as always, we thank you very much for listening. Until next week, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Stop.
back to my game.